Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. The mirror tells of Kate Middleton and William's unusual bedroom setup, and it's because of their staff. The couple live at apartment 1A at Kensington Palace that boasts 20 rooms, and the location of their bedrooms appears to go against the norm. According to Hello, Prince William and Kate go against the norm when it comes to the location of some of their bedrooms. That's because the floor plans reportedly reveal that two of the master bedrooms in the royal couple's home are actually on the ground floor, rather than the upper floors like most people. It is believed the upper floors are used by their staff. The royal family's private sleeping quarters are usually off-limits, and Kate and William have only shared small glimpses of Kensington Palace in the past. However, Kate and William did once reveal that they have IKEA furniture in their home during a visit to Sweden's National Museum of Architecture and Design in Stockholm in 2018. Marcus Engerman, the company's head of design, said they told him that they had some IKEA furniture for Prince George and Princess Charlotte. "I'm proud that we can suit everybody," he said. "That's what we want IKEA to be, for the many people of the world, both royalty and ordinary people." Royal author Christopher Warwick reminds our American listeners, "All of these royal residences at Kensington Palace are called apartments, which of course makes people immediately think they are flats like the American term for an apartment. They are not. If you think of Kensington Palace in a way that is built around three courtyards, if you kind of think of them as being these wonderful red brick terrace houses, because they are all joined, but separate houses." Dr. Rebecca Chickett, founder of Essential Parent, has analyzed Kate Middleton's parenting style. Chickett said, "It is called an authoritative style of parenting that is now encouraged. She seems to be good at making warm contact. Touch to the head, which is a nice connection. When speaking to her children, Kate is often spotted bending down to her children's eye level." Parenting author Martina Mercer says this is important as it shows you aren't towering over the child. She understands the importance of being on a level with children and not towering over them. This has been a trend in the last few decades, as psychologists have explained that it has many benefits. It removes the fear of the parent while utilizing eye contact and connecting with the child on their level. A source told The Sun, "The naughty child is taken away from the scene of the row or disruption and talked to calmly by either Kate or William. Things are explained and consequences outlined, and they never shout at them." Perhaps someday the children will write a memoir. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Daily Mail says Meghan Markle could be faced with an awkward reunion with the royal family if her daughter Lilibet gets christened in Windsor. According to royal insiders, Harry and Meghan's daughter could follow in the footsteps of older brother Archie and be christened in St. George's Chapel in Windsor. However, royal expert Russell Myers has warned that it will be definitely awkward, as tensions are still running very high within the family. "It will definitely be awkward. Meghan isn't flavor of the month for the family. Certainly the family have always said they will be much loved members of the family. Looking at the details, it looks as though they do not want some continuity for their family life," he said. Of course, their son Archie was christened at Windsor Castle before they jetted off to set up their new life in the United States. However, when you're looking at it as well, what do Harry and Meghan have at the moment? They definitely want to keep their royal connection, and this will be a surefire way to make sure everyone is talking about them in the royal way. The Daily Star reports a rising concern to the royal family has emerged from hackers and cybercriminals who pose a threat to the security of the royal household. Sir Michael Stevens, keeper of the Privy Purse, is the one who made the warning to the Queen in writing. He says the effects of hacking would be reputational damage, penalties and/or legal action against the household or members of staff. In May of this year, Mail Online reported that the royal household advertised for a £60,000 per year cyber security expert to protect them from hacking. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.